It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Welcome to Teaching Texting 101. This is the Good Day Show.
Yes, it is. At 7 after the hour, with a smile in my face and love in my heart, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy whatever else goes on, Ramadan.
Ramadan, Kwanzaa Boxing Day.
On. Yeah, yeah. All right, so Richie and I, Jennifer and Roberta, and are both listening to Richie teach me how to take a picture.
I missed it. I walked away.
Oh, my God. He did it.
Did you get it?
He took a picture and sent it?
He took a picture and sent it using his cell phone.
There we go.
I have a picture of Charlotte passed out.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Did you hear the angels going, ah?
This is a momentous day in your life, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I want you to practice this about 1,000 times so that you don't ask me next week, how do I take a picture and send it again? Very good, Dudley.
I might take it and ask you, because there's got to be a way of getting the, instead of like me having to put your number in, there's got to be a way of me just going to where I have you phone memory and
there is.
Hitting that and sending it.
Absolutely, there is. Yes, we'll work on that next. But the fact that
Let's take the small victory.
Figured out how to take a picture with your phone, that's big enough.
And Charlotte is like asleep. She's been almost upside down on this chair and this sort of little couch dive.
Next, she'll be posting it on Facebook.
I know. Well, Richie, send it to Jennifer to post it on Facebook. All right. So, meanwhile, speaking of Facebook, we have a couple of questions today about we have changing religion, and I guess because the question was so good from yesterday, there's still sort of hangers on. And it isn't just Facebook had used some of these other tools here. It isn't just about using it on the day. These things stay there. It's kind of like our videos that we have and lots of other things, the stories that we have. They are there. The queen of cheap deals, they're there. And we add to them every day, but you can certainly go back and look at some of the things. And if you feel compelled to take advantage of it or to use it in any way, shape, or form, for heaven's sakes, why wouldn't you do that? It's a special occasion that each day we bring you something new, but then there are things people want to be heard on some of the other stuff. So what do you have there, Jen, that's exciting?
Well, Dougie, you asked for it. We asked people if they believe in Uri Geller. Remember, that was our big question
powers.
Of the day.
Yep.
In his power. So what do you think the answer is so far?
I would say it would be 50-50.
I think so, too. I believe in Uri's powers because I've, whatever. But so far, we've gotten two no's.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's all right.
Everybody's going to be skeptical.
Until you see it,
Well, but even then, okay? I saw Uri. I handed him my spoon, which is a big, thick, not some little
and
piece
your
of
own
tin
spoon,
foil,
not his
my
spoon.
My own spoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I handed it to him in my office, not his office. He looked around for something metal to touch. He touched my computer. And then he started to rub the spoon. And then he did that for about 15 seconds and then handed the spoon back to me, and it started bending in my hand as I was holding it.
Yeah,
I have no idea whether that is mind power, whether it's a magic trick, or whether aliens follow Uri around and he just thinks he has these powers and they're actually doing it for him. I have no idea.
Whatever it was, it happened.
Whatever it was, it happened.
It worked.
And he didn't do it. He handed it to me, and it bent in my hand. Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know what this, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't know whether I believe Uri has some special power or whether it's
Well, how
just,
do you think, if it didn't, how did it happen?
I don't know.
What happened to make that happen?
I don't know. I have I have thought about this for years since he has done it. I have no idea.
All right. Well, under the circumstances, why wouldn't you believe? What do you lose? This is the thing that bugs me about the great Randy and some of these other a-holes.
Because I'm one of these.
What do they have
No. I don't discount what he did. I just don't know
why
how
do you
he
have
did
to
it.
Know? Why do you have to know?
Because I'm a curious sort.
Oh, okay. Being curious is one thing.
Okay.
But if you can't figure it out, like I can't figure out how to shoot a phone picture and send it, that doesn't mean that it can't be done or it isn't possible. It's just that I don't understand how to do it.
I mean, I think the thing is that people think of mind power. When we think of that, we think of it as magic or wizardry. What you can't take away is that Uri does have the power to make that spoon bend, whether it's a trick, whether it's whatever it is.
And he does have the power to kind of read your mind.
He has the charisma to know how to use his strengths to make you amazed by what he does.
So, you know, are these, you know, is he, really the basic premise here is Uri has found a way to open up another couple of percent of his mind that allows him to do these things. That's what he really believes in and states. Now, do I believe that? I think that is totally possible, yes.
Yeah.
I believe that we only use a certain percentage of our brain, and that if you somehow figure out a way to use 20% instead of 15% or 30% instead of 20, that yes, you could do some extra things.
Remember, in quantum physics, Richie,
we
will only, the possibility that mankind will know what's going on in terms of being able to figure out knowledge, 1/4 billionth of what there is what has been, that's the estimation. We will learn
but here's
over
the other
course of time in our total potential as humans, 1/4 billionth of the knowledge that there is in the universe. And I think that's even probably pushing it.
Here's what blows my mind, and I think about this a lot, and I try to figure it out. Everything is connected. You can probably explain this better than I can.
Yep.
Right now, you are somewhere in Ohio or Missouri or something like that.
Missouri, yep.
I am in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Yet, the molecules that make up my body are touching molecules that we call air.
Yep.
All of that air is connected. It's not single. They are all bouncing into
Water,
each other.
All connected.
Okay, so this table that I'm standing a foot away from right now, I'm actually touching it. I don't feel it, but I'm actually touching it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, so everything.
And so, drilling that down further, it's the interconnectedness of man, and we're so silly.
Right.
Because we want to find our differences and fight about stuff instead of understanding that we are all so connected and so able, if we are smart enough to do this, to help each other survive, whether it's to help feed each other, help get water around, help whatever it is, we're here to help.
And how powerful you become when you can lasso your talents. That's what you can learn
but
from
Uri
Geller.
Look at static electricity, how you don't have to touch the doorknob, but it arcs. Or a magnet, how you don't have to put them together.
Where does that come from? How is that possible?
How does that work? You can't see it.
Who knows?
You can't see that magnetic energy. How does it work?
Yeah.
And when I was 12 years old, my art teacher blew my mind with a art project that she gave us. She went and sat on an art table, and she said, pretend you're an alien, and that you don't know what a human looks like, or you don't know what a table is, and draw me.
Uh-huh.
You don't know where I end and where the table begins, or in fact, you don't know that I'm not one just whole structure.
Right. That's the thing.
And
our minds are so
old, that blew my mind.
But our mind is sort of built around what we know and doesn't accept what we don't know, and yet what we don't know far outweighs what we know a bajillion times to one. And so that's a sort of stretch for a lot of people, but not a bad thing to stretch your mind out a little bit. And you can share some of your thoughts again. Did we get, you did say, here we go, you got the other stuff on Facebook that you want to report on, or are we okay, Jen?
We're good. We've got our report done, Dougie.
All right.
I'm all done.
All right. Now, you're welcome. Here's something that I would like to think about in terms of, because I'm in the radio business, I'm sort of interested in what radio stations do every year at Christmas time to fulfill the needs. This is always one of the times of year when radio stations do the best work, like helping people in the community. There's a radio station that I'm familiar with that asks its listeners to nominate local children who will not be able to receive anything on Christmas.
Aww.
And then they ask listeners to donate gifts in the name of these children. So it doesn't really, I mean, it's brilliant because it doesn't cost the radio station anything. And they bring people together back to the helping stuff. How do you help? There are all kinds of ways of helping. This is a good demonstrative way of understanding. All right, we have these people in need. We have these people who can help, and they will, and that's it.
You want the Cynics version?
We're
now
helping, and we're connecting with people. What's the Cynics version?
Who is screening the people that are being nominated to receive?
Probably they're friends of the manager. Who knows?
You know what, though? If anybody is that yucky enough to make something up like that, then they will get their karma back.
I'm going to get free gifts from my kid by signing up for this.
But you know what? They'll get karma back.
Absolutely.
Karma.
You know, 100%. They should use it.
Let's see if we can help people with their fine lines and deep wrinkles. There ought to be a song there. She's got fine lines and deep wrinkles.
Not to interrupt your song, but I have to tell you, I've been using my stuff because when I got sick, and this is a good reason for it, my cleanser, my skin had started to get really blotchy when I got sick last week.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I started using this new stuff, and my skin is totally clear again. It's like perfect.
There are a lot of people who test a lot of leading skincare products, Jennifer, and this is the only one that's recommended to get rid of lines and wrinkles the way that it does, because it isn't creamy, it's not gooey, it's not smelly. It's a serum developed by Organic Attitude, and you can get a bottle free, as Jennifer's just described. Reduces wrinkles by 2/3, skin hydration, 90% of the moisture you need comes from this product, which doesn't feel like, because it isn't. It's not a cream. It's a special serum. Get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth by going to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. Organicattitude.com. Enter radio code Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/24.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Birthday for December the 20th. This is the theme from Magnum P.I.
So it gets me going every time.
Does it really?
It really does. I love it.
Going where? Is that what you play when Larry Minetti goes on?
Yes, Larry Minetti has a show at CRN. And what's so cool, I totally geeked out last week, I have to tell you guys, T.C. came in studio and was his guest, the guy that played T.C.
Oh, yeah.
We had a little mini Magnum reunion. Oh, so good. I goosebumps.
Let's just explain a little bit. For those who don't know, Jennifer and her dad run the cable radio network CRN Digital, and they have seven different channels of programming, and they produce some of their own local programming. What is local? It goes out over their various distribution networks, and so people all around the country, around the world, can tune in. It's another wonderful way of having distribution of programs. And so they have this one of the fellows from Magnum PI, Larry Minetti, doing a program. Robert Conrad has a program there, yada, yada. And you can also hear on almost all the channels Jennifer on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
That's right.
And every other program they have.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right. So anyway, Hillerman won an Emmy for being in Magnum P.I. He did a bunch of movies. He was in Chinatown. People remember that. Paper Moon, the last picture show, stuff like that. Very short guy with a big voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's still doing okay, although I hear he's a little sick these days.
Well, he's 79. He's not that old. Born in the state in 1932. Okay, next is Bobby Colombi. He's the drummer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Born in the state in 1944. When I Die, he made me so very happy. Spinning Wheel, Heidi Ho, remember all that stuff? It came from Spinning Wheel. I don't have, do we, I love the description of Uri Geller. Psychic, clairvoyant, spoonbender.
Guru.
Yeah, guru as well.
Is he,
55.
Is he, what's a clairvoyant?
Clairvoyant is somebody who sees things.
Okay.
Clearly, I can see clearly now, Richie.
Okay.
Peter Criss, who is the drummer with Kiss.
Beth, I saw.
Oh, did you really?
Okay. Yes. When we play Kiss, we ain't playing the ballad.
Gotta get Frank Everett. This, my friend, rock and roll. Wednesday, 9045, he's 66. Today, Mr. Chris runs
rock and roll all night.
Rock and roll all night.
And party every day.
Do that. Little Stevie Wright from the Easy Beats, not related to Little Stevie Wonder. Easy Beats did, they're a big English group, Wednesday, 1948, She's So Fine, Wedding Ring, Sad and Lonely, Come and See Her, Friday on My Mind, a couple of good LPs in the 60s and 70s. So Stevie Wright is 63 today, happy birthday to him. Cecil Cooper, baseball player's birthday is today, Wednesday, 1949. Let's see, who else can we find here? Michael, is it Batacuco? How do you pronounce that, Richie?
Your guess is as good as mine. That's
Jimmy Belluti from the practice.
That's an eye chart right there, man.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's a good name, though.
That is absolutely an eye chart.
Yeah, that is an eye chart. Badacucco. What's on line 3?
Exactly.
You see that? Can you squint and see that on line 4, please?
Yeah.
Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes' birthday is today.
Yeah.
Wednesday, 1966, so he's 45. You hit the wrong button, Ricky.
I did.
They'll bite you if you don't handle them carefully. Jenny Argutter, Emmy Award-winning actress for The Snow Goose. Man, I don't know that at all.
No.
She's in Logan's Run, American Werewolf in London. But didn't ring a bell. It's okay.
Hey, it's still her birthday. We know that.
Still her birthday. And it's Uri's birthday. That's very cool. December 20th, In the Focus, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Things were getting so crowded, he finally had to buy a new hutch for his dining room.
Yeah, my wife will tell you, we are out of space for dreidels.
There are hundreds of them. I'm Aileen Ellis with this family tip from Primetime Focus. Dr. Harold Berliner is the provost at Hofstra University. He started collecting dreidels a few years ago after he came across the one he'd spun as a kid. Back then, he played for chocolate.
And it was this very plain, wooden, very worn dreidel. And I said, you know, I think it's time to replace this.
First, he bought a silver one.
Didn't spin at all. It basically turned and fell down flat.
Berliner loves the craftsmanship of the letters that symbolize the miracle of the oil burning in the temple in Jerusalem.
The point is made. It's still the four sides with the four Jewish letters. So all of that is intact.
Now his collection includes dreidels made of diamonds, gold, aluminum, and plastic.
One that's a ladybug, I have one that looks like a butterfly, I have one that looks like an elephant, and my wife always gets me 3 or 4 a year, and she gets me some of the most interesting ones that I have.
And where does she find those?
She doesn't tell me. I keep asking her. I said, won't you tell me where you've gotten this? She said, no.
Life seems to have spun full circle for Dr. Berliner. He's finally found a silver dreidel like the ones his parents used to celebrate Hanukkah in the early 1900s in Germany. But now he wants a wooden one. Check out some of his dreidels on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent. The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As I travel across the country, we are just making plans for tomorrow. You know, there are a lot of people who do radio programs that aren't as, and I say this lovingly, as successful or as listened to as this. People spend a lot of time. It kind of reminds me, actually, of what went on in Israel. Before I went over there, the fellow who was the producer that I worked with was on me every single day. He'd call, he'd send email, what are we going to do? And I said to him, finally, pal, chill out.
Did you really say, pal, chill out?
I did. I said to him, you know, it's not life and death. This is not brain surgery. We'll find interesting things to talk about because there are lots of interesting people. There's a rush of not to, you know, he just wanted to get somebody there so that I wasn't upset because he's had a couple of other hosts that do programs go over there, not to be named, who were jerks, and they made his life miserable, and they wanted everything precisely down to the second of who they're going to have. You know, Richie, these kind of guys that were, the guys with the big voices and not too much of a clue as to what goes on. So people say to me, how do you do this? I do this the same as you do your life. If you were in a circumstance where you were confronted with an impactful event, you have to change. You don't do like a robot and go into harm's way. So that's what I'm here to. Last year, remember when I came across country last year? Trip was canceled twice. I was going to go.
Yeah.
First time I was going to go was about this time, and we had a horrible snowstorm, so I stayed put. Then I planned to go right after New Year's, and that was a bad week for travel, so I didn't do that. And then we finally, I think it was the second week in January when Charlotte and I actually left to get out to California, and we still ran into weather. And I ran into weather coming back in April.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You're running into weather this time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm running into weather right now. Yeah. Looking across, so you look at the Weather Channel, you can see where the storm is and how it's kind of
swept. So if you get south, I'm looking at a map.
Yep.
If you get south of Albuquerque, are you okay? Yeah, Albuquerque is a mess right now.
Right.
So.
I'm just going to stay below Albuquerque. Instead of, I wanted to go up to Albuquerque, but I'm not going to because it's basically closed. So, and the stream is south of there where the good weather is. So I may try to find a middle ground.
Yeah, just go through Phoenix and.
Right. I'm going to go through Phoenix because I can't stand going to Flagstaff. It's a horrible. That area of Arizona is awful. So I'll go down. I may go to El Paso and be there on Thursday and then go up to Phoenix and come over. But Megan says, Dad, you got to be here by Friday night.
What's Friday night? Because is that like Christmas Eve, a special
celebration? Yeah, the kids want to get together. And so Brendan called me yesterday and said, Dad, what time are you going to be here? I'll pick you up at the airport. And I thought to myself, what is he going to pick? Oh, I got to bring the car back to the airport. Oh, good thinking, Brendan. So anyway.
I thought maybe he thought you'd just give up and fly.
No. I'm not going to do that. Well, yeah, I could. That's an alternative. I would put Charlotte up, but once I get around this, I actually enjoy the time driving and sort of work. It just I like doing this sort of thing. It's fun.
I hope you have that special food with you just in case you get stuck in your car.
Yeah, but I'm not going. But I'm going to go around that. I'm just going to go below it.
You know, a great question. Do you load up?
Yes.
Supplies?
Yes.
In the wintertime, I always have a blanket, a few bottles of water.
Three blankets, bottles of water, food, all that stuff I have in the car.
How much? I mean, what do you have, a pack of crackers? Or do you put grocery bag?
I've got all kinds of stuff that are, that would, cereal, dog
food. Do you have a blanket?
Stuff. I have two blankets.
Okay.
I have all that stuff. So the only thing that I can't save myself from is the car being upside down.
Right.
Other than that, I'll be fine. So thank you for worrying about me.
No, just
I think this is for any traveler.
You are usually traveler. Just kind of like, okay, get
jump
in the car,
let's go. Yeah.
Right. Right. No, so for you to prepare like this, it's cool.
Thank you very much, Rich. All kinds of
you're
things.
Cool.
I can shoot
Doug.
Cameras. I can shoot pictures with my cell phone now. And
I'm still proud of you being able to send me. This is the first picture you've ever texted.
Yes, it is.
That's an amazing day.
Right. Another amazing thing from today's show at DougStephan.com, a team of geologists from England have pinpointed the quarry where Stonehenge's rocks have come from.
How? Oh, yeah, I guess I can know how. The makeup of the rocks.
Yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There are a lot of different rock outcrops in Wales.
It came from China.
So they study the mineral content, Richie,
right.
And the texture, sure. The relationship of the rocks there to where they came from. Can you imagine how much work, though, this must have taken?
I've watched bluestone. Yeah, I watched specials on how they did this. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and because it is one of the 7 points that supposedly has the most exciting energy on the planet, everybody wants to find out where they came from. About 5,000 years ago, when the Druids were there, one of the things that when you stand, it's one of the great things about traveling, and I encourage everybody to do this. England is a wonderful place to travel. And you get into this road that goes off. It's actually heading toward the east when you're on your way to Stonehenge. And when I first went there, it was just open. I remember Tony and I going there on one of our first trips, and we just sat on the rocks. It was an amazing feeling. And then over the years, it became a real tourist trap, so they sort of cordoned it off. They built a visitor center on the other side of the road, so the tour buses come. But you can walk up to the top of a hill and look out over and see these huge, huge mounds of dirt. And it's more fascinating. I mean, if you think, okay, a bulldozer could do that. These mounds go back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years or more to when the Druids inhabited England.
That's
and their Druid burial grounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't get that here. People, you have to go overseas to get that really old.
We don't have any real history, old history here.
That's why I think I love Boston so much, because that's really about as old as we can get, you know, and it's kind of fun to see it. But
yeah, it is, but it's not, we don't have, there's nothing,
we had the Indians, but where do they go back? Hundreds of years?
Yeah, that's all. We don't have human life on this side of the planet until probably 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, but any numbers anyway. So it's pretty fascinating to go back and look at all this stuff. The more you look around, the more fascinating our lives are and this planet is. It really is. And then, you know, the good things are that there are a lot of things that we are doing, and especially at this time of year, that call attention to things that are marvelous, that do need to have attention. I was noticing
yesterday that there were a lot of people in, let's see, where is this, North Texas town? I'm wondering, I was actually trying to figure out where it was to see if I could go there, but I couldn't figure out what the name of the town is. The police in this town are handing out gift cards to people who are involved in traffic violations instead of tickets. It's It's Prosper, Texas. Look that up and see where it is. See if it's close to any major interstate, Richie, will you?
Sure.
Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, Prosper Police.
I'm just having Google Maps open.
Are rewarding good people, even though, you know, there are those people, this is how this got started. They started to, they were giving out tickets to people, and then they changed the warnings at that time of year, yada, yada. So then they start looking for people who are doing things right. Like
just north of Dallas.
Is it?
Yeah, not too far.
Maybe I'm going through there today.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to remember that. Here's what they're doing. It started by saying, okay, we're not going to give tickets to people who go through red lights and stuff. We'll give them a warning. And then they started looking around at the things that people are doing properly, like the person who stops at the red, at the stop sign or stops at the red light or does what he or she is supposed to. They're rewarding these people. Just I mean, it's nice, but it's, if you have good driving habits, then you'll get a gift card. They've gone to local merchants. They get $10 gift cards for people from local stores, and they're giving it to the people as an acknowledgement of them properly driving observing the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
it's a good
cool.
thing. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Can you imagine, though, you kind of get freaked out when you get pulled over and then you realize it's for good behavior?
Right. You know, last night we were sitting in the house, and it was around dinner time, and we hear all these sirens. I mean, just ruckus. And, you know, usually if you hear a siren, it's, you know, gone by you in, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 seconds, you know, because they're on their way to somewhere in a hurry. And these sirens just kept getting louder and louder and not really going by the house. So, of course, we run outside to see what's going on. And it's the fire department has the rescue squad, the engine, and the chief's car, and Santa's on top of the engine.
Oh, cool.
So I yell for the kids, come on outside, and we go out in the front yard, and the kids are waving. You know, Juliana's a little scared, so she stayed up on the porch, and they're waving at Santa and the whole thing. And it was really just a neat thing. And I remember, you know, our local fire department did that when we were a kid, and it happens a lot around the country.
Yeah.
And then, of course, cynical me starts thinking about 15, 20 minutes later, I wonder how much it costs
to do that. Yeah.
For them to fill that tank up with gas.
Vacation.
Not as much as Obama's vacation, that's right.
All right, in a moment, the story of a fellow radio guy, one of our, I suppose, colleagues in quotation marks, who got caught doing something that really is, it's an interesting story for a lot of different ways, and it has applications pretty broad. So that story coming up here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'd wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho, ho, ho. But I'm going tech, sir. going dead.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices go through 12/24.
This holiday season is all about less stress and fabulous results that will wow crowds. Ted Allen of the Food Network's top-rated show, Chopped, has more on how to make your holiday parties fun, tasty, and most of all, easy.
One of my favorite tips is to update holiday traditions so you can have more time to enjoy the party. Instead of a cookie exchange, try a Chex party mix change. More than 70 recipes can be made in the microwave in just 15 minutes, and they come out just as crunchy and flavorful as if they were made fresh from the oven. The concept is simple. Invite friends over and tell them to bring their favorite homemade Chex party mix, or have the ingredients on hand so everyone can have fun making various batches. Once the recipes are complete, place the treats in festive DIY packaging to send home with your guests.
For more information on Chex party mix changes, including 15-minute recipes, invitations, shopping lists, and DIY packaging ideas, visit ChexPartyMixChange.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, so here's the story. A guy named Sid Rosenberg has been put on the bench by the radio station. He's been serving a 6-week unpaid suspension for a deal that he had to pay off a gambling debt. He owed $100,000 to a sports betting organization. He told them he was going to pay it off by plugging their operation on his program. So, I mean, this is, we all have our sponsors, and we all have our need to help the people who keep us here. But when it comes to something like this, first of all, it's difficult to talk about betting on the air anyway, because it's frowned upon by the FCC. We can't run commercials for casinos per se that encourage, you can run a spot
or
for
gambling
casinos,
sites.
Can't talk about gambling.
Right.
Yeah, we can't. We fought this before.
We tried gambling to do gambling sites.
Right.
Because they want to buy advertising.
They want to buy lots of advertising.
Sure.
Anyway, so this guy was in hock to this bookie for $100,000. He was connected to this operation, one of the big casinos. So he starts talking about him, and people say, wait a minute, why is he talking about this? And he kept talking and talking and talking about it, and come to find out he owes him $100,000. So I'm thinking this guy's not going back.
I'm thinking he's probably hiding out in his grandmother's bedroom basement somewhere in Wichita.
Yeah, 49 past the hour on Good Day.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's the perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Weeks to go. What are the polls saying and what are the candidates saying? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is December 20th. 2 weeks from today is January 3rd, the date of the Iowa caucuses, the first step on the road to the White House for the Republican presidential candidates. But it's a long road, and this particular campaign season has seen its ups and downs. It's been a roller coaster for the candidates, who have taken turns jumping to the front of the pack, only to fizzle out and fall back. There's another poll out showing eroding support for former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. It's a Gallup poll that has Gingrich and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in a statistical tie among Republicans and independents who are leaning Republican. Gingrich is down 7% from a week ago in that poll. And in a new poll among Iowa voters, Congressman Ron Paul is now in the lead with 23%. Mitt Romney follows with 20%. Gingrich is third with 14%. Just 2 weeks ago, Gingrich was sitting at 27% in this poll and in the lead. As for what the candidates are saying, the topic yesterday was the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il and what might come next for North Korea. Here's what Gingrich had to say.
And I take very seriously the kind of dictatorship we're seeing in North Korea, where the truth is we have no idea what the successor will be like, whether the regime will become more open or become even more dangerous.
And this comment from Republican candidate and former U.S. ambassador to China, John Huntsman.
The best you can do right now is really working with our allies and working with other countries in the region to make sure that we understand what's passing through the borders, to make sure that we're in careful and close consultation with South Korea.
It is, of course, unfortunate that Herman Cain suspended his campaign. Would love to have heard what he'd have to say on this subject. Probably something like 999. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, it's Andy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort, where family fun is always guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Eastern resorts have seen the cold temperatures make a huge difference as more and more trails are getting added. Just ask Chuck, who is in southern Vermont, at Mount Snow.
Mount Snow has a brand new six-pack Bluebird Summit Express and the Summit High Speed Quad Chair running side by side. That means skiers and riders are getting from the base to the summit in groups of 10. The Carinthia trails at Mount Snow were sweet, with a soft layer of fresh machine snow for skiing fast with confidence. And the terrain parks already have a strong setup of rails, boxes, and jumps. I was pleased and impressed with Mount Snow.
Killington in Vermont, ready to go with 13 miles and over 30 trails. Well, it's Snow Mountain in the Poconos. They check out a couple of runs from two lifts, heading to the western resorts like Arapaho Basin in Colorado. 9 runs open. Winter Park, Colorado, with some fresh snow and over 3 dozen runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Wall Street starting the work week off on a losing note. The Dow off 100 points yesterday, closing at 11,766. NASDAQ off 32 points. S&P dropped 15. Travel is dangerous, if not impossible, through parts of the Southwest and the Plain States. Weather forecasters saying a large winter storm barreling into the region has left blizzard conditions from northeast New Mexico to southeast Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma also affected, as well as Texas. The National Weather Service says much of the area will get hit with 4 to 8 inches of snow, along with below zero wind chill. On Capitol Hill, the House slated to vote today on a bipartisan Senate bill that would extend a payroll tax cut for 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner forecasts the House will reject the Senate bill and then look to open talks on how to pay to extend the tax cut. We have an automobile recall in the news. Nissan recalling over 60,000 vehicles. The company says it includes 34,000 2010 and 2011 Sentras, which may have a battery cable issue that can cause stalling. Nissan also recalling about 28,000 of its 2011 Juke SUVs because of a stalling problem. The voluntary recall should not cost the consumer any money, according to Nissan. And finally, did you do some of this yesterday? Chances are you might be doing more of it today, mailing letters as well as packages and postcards. Yesterday and today, the two busiest mailing days of the year.
We expect 800 million cards, letters, and packages into the system. And that compares to about 550 million on an average day.
That's Postal Service spokesman Richard Marr in Los Angeles, who says we better get everything in the mail by tomorrow in order to get it there by Christmas. Otherwise, we'll have to go the express mail route, which would cost more. Anything else to remember there, Mr. Marr?
Always put your return address on the piece of mail. Print clearly, use a dark ink so that there's contrast on the envelope and they're easy to see. When you're mailing a package, choose a sturdy container.
Now that's important. With an additional piece of advice courtesy of yours truly, if you put something breakable in a box, do not leave that box on the roof of your car where this may happen. That's happened to me 2 years in a row now. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.